Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, without question, U.S. and Cuba relations have been up and down like a roller coaster in the past 11 years since the last U.S. wheat export shipment to Cuba. And recently, the U.S. Wheat Associates traveled to the island nation as part of a U.S. agricultural conference to see and hear firsthand about trade opportunities despite frosty bilateral relations. Now, even though conducting business with Cuba is more bureaucratically challenging for U.S. companies than nearly anywhere else on Earth, Cuba can and does still purchase some U.S. commodities. The prime example, chicken. Cuba now ranks as the top three destination for U.S. chicken exports. But back to wheat. The U.S. Wheat Associate says before COVID, Cuba regularly imported an average of 750,000 metric tons of wheat, and that volume would likely make Cuba a top 10 market for U.S. wheat under a normal trading relationship. Bottom line, the U.S. Wheat Associate says that the U.S. has long had a policy of not using food as a weapon, and U.S. Wheat says it's past time for us to be honest with our own rhetoric in the case of our closest Caribbean neighbor. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.